Well, thanks, Alexander, for joining us and sharing some updates on what the Standards Review Board is up to at the moment. This is the first podcast that we've done that will share regular updates on the activities of the SRB and the other technical boards of the IVSE. Do you want to just introduce yourself?
Yes, my name's Alexander Aronson. I'm the IVSC Technical Director for the Standards Review Board and the Tangible Assets Board.
Thanks, Alex. So I guess the first place to start things off is that obviously last month the standards became effective, the latest version of IVS became effective and freely available on the website. Can you tell us a bit more about what that means and what work the board have been doing for the launch of, or the effective date of the latest version?
Well, first of all, obviously we've been doing a number of presentations in relation to the new standards, and we'll continue doing that during the course of the year, with some plans to potentially do further podcasts on the actual general standards within IVS. In addition, one of the really important things that has happened is the standards are now freely available. And bearing in mind that these are valuation standards, not valuer standards, and valuation is a process, we thought that it was very important for adoption and implementation for the standards to be available to end users and other stakeholders who are not necessarily valuers or members of valuation professional organisations, but who may actually act client side or as investors, and would be extremely important to them to not only review the standards, but to ensure that any valuations that they receive in accordance with the international valuation standards.
Great. And so I guess in addition to broadening access to the international valuation standards, what else is the Standards Review Board hoping to achieve by making the standards freely available on the website?
So, I mean, basically, it's all about transparency, consistency in valuation and public trust. And therefore, from our point of view, it's extremely important that if there's freely available, there is a global understanding of the standards and the requirements in relation to producing an IVS-compliant valuation.
And before we move on to the next thing, where can people find the standards?
The standards are freely available on the website. You do have to fill in a form just stating who you are and what organisation you represent. But once you've done that, you will get free access to the standards. Separately from that, our members also have access to the redline version of the standards, which show the changes from the previous standards, and the basis of conclusion, which gives the rationale in relation to the changes that have been made post-consultation.
Perfect. Thanks, Alex. And I think last year, maybe one of the biggest undertakings of the Standards Review Board was obviously the agenda consultation that ran between July and October of last year. Can you tell us a bit about what the latest is with that? Did you get good feedback? What's the next step in the process of deliberating over that?
Well, one of the things is we got significantly more feedback than we've had previously. It's partly through development of the IVSC and the way that we're growing, but it's also that we use social media far more as well to reach out to different members through roundtables and other means. And actually, our responses went from 55 to 420, which is quite a significant increase in terms of the number of responses that we've received. Some of the responses were done orally with other standard setters who may not want to openly make their view of other standard setters known, but through discussions with their technical directors, we could take on board their points. We also did two round tables as well to encourage people to give our review in relation to this. And in the first half of this year, we will be publishing our summary of the agenda consultation, which will not only state the agenda for the Standards Review Board and our technical boards comprising of the Business Valuation Board, the Financial Instrument Board, and the Tangible Assets Board over the next 3 years. And we believe that this is an extremely important part of an open and transparent consultation process. And just to be clear, the three key topics we're looking at are ESG, the use of technology in valuation and valuation risk, and we got overwhelming support in relation to these being key topics, and it's also key topics for a number of other standard setters as well. In addition, we have a number of current topics to be considered over the next 3 years. And without going through a list of 12 topics, two that I would point to are internally generated intangibles, which is something that's being considered by the BVB, the Business Valuation Board, and public v. private markets.
And just in terms of, I guess, the mechanics of how this process works, how does the Standards Review Board consider those 450 plus consultation responses? Are they hotly debated, or is there generally a consensus viewpoint on all of these things?
Well, actually, I mean, not to take you too far through the mechanics of it, we have a very large spreadsheet with every single response on it. And the responses are not only considered individually at asset board level, but then they're also considered by the Standards Review Board. This is part of an ongoing process because what we're looking at is developments and improvements to the standards. And therefore, on a number of key topics, we will issue perspective papers on matters as sort of a precursor to standard setting.
Okay, and whilst we're on that topic of standard setting, then I suppose the next question is, you've said that there will be a publication looking at the outcomes of that consultation later this year. But we also often hear that the standards are continuously evolving. And what's the next step in terms of the standards evolution?
So standard setting is a continual process because obviously markets evolve and change. They're not static. And we have to make sure that our standards meet market needs. So the first step is the agenda consultation. The next step is to issue an exposure draft with potential changes to the standard. Now, though I can't go through all the changes at the moment, I suppose one of the big topics at the moment is the increasing use of technology within valuation, such as artificial intelligence. And though the standards currently state that no model without a valuer's professional judgment can produce an IVS compliant valuation, the challenge that's been given to us is how do we provide standards in relation to artificial intelligence and the use of other sources such as ChatGPT when we're very much aware that these are currently being used by valuers in valuation. So we will be issuing perspective papers, we will be looking into further standards in relation to that topic.
And I presume then at some point, you know, there will be a consultation on that future change to the IVS.
Yes, well, we'll be looking to publish something in the beginning of 2026, which will be subject to a 90-day consultation process, just as it was with our previous exposure draft. So at this moment, the boards are very busily working on potential revisions to the standards to ensure that they're fit for purpose and meet needs. And so we should hope to publish something early next year.
You've mentioned their perspectives papers, and I know that that's something that the Standards Review Board and, in fact, all of the technical boards focus a lot of attention on. What plans does the SRB have to issue further perspectives papers during the next year?
So I can state that three perspective papers we're hoping to publish in the next few months. Hopefully many of you have seen our ESG update that we're doing on an annual basis, where we did a survey of all stakeholders in relation to ESG and got over 542 responses. And there are a number of things to note from that. We noted that it was still in developmental stage. We noticed that different markets were moving at a different pace, with perhaps Europe, UK, Australia, New Zealand and Canada slightly ahead in relation to ESG. We also noticed that the development wasn't the same in all specialisms. With our other perspective papers, I'd say they serve two purposes. One, they're a precursor to standard setting, but the other main purpose is we want to engage the market on issues that we don't necessarily know the answer ourselves. We work very much in conjunction with our stakeholders. So looking at the topics that we're dealing with, one of them is on valuation risk and the management of valuation risk. And in our actual standard, we stated that this was a provisional definition. We would be exploring the topic further. So this will be a series of perspective papers looking to engage the market, not only on the issue of valuation risk, but also value risk. Another one that I already mentioned, but I don't apologise for re-mentioning because it's such an important topic, is the use of technology and valuation. We've noticed that there aren't consistent definitions. We've noticed that technology is being used both in reporting writing, data gathering, and in some cases for the actual valuation. And we're beginning to think about issues of transparency, should you say how and where you're using AI in your valuation, but also how AI works with professional judgment and how we can bring the professional judgment into that process. The third one is very much dealing with a market issue, and it's a perspective paper on public and private markets. And we've noticed that there is a difference in valuation between the actual assets that form part of a portfolio, for example, a REIT, and the value of the REIT. Now, we believe that you're not comparing like with like here. And this perspective paper is very much to provide transparency and explore this issue and the reasons that there may be differences in the valuation, which don't relate to the valuations being incorrect, but do relate to different things being valued.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thanks, Alec. And they can all be found on the website under the resources tab. And then just finally, as we wrap up this particular podcast, I know that the SRB is also doing a market engagement activity, and this has been a central theme for all of the boards who are increasingly looking at ways to connect with different stakeholders on the topic areas that they're addressing. What can you say about the work that the SRB has lined up to undertake and continue in that vein around stakeholder engagement?
So I suppose as a precursor to this, I'd state that IBSC sees standard setting as an open, transparent and collaborative process. And therefore, in order to understand market needs, we really feel that we need to get out to our stakeholders, either through webinars, podcasts such as these, or actually through physical presentations. And over the next year, we have a number of presentations planned, not only in relation to adoption and implementation of the international valuation standards, but also on other key topics such as ESG, technology and valuation, and valuation risk. And we'll continue to engage as much as possible, but, you know, it is a two-way process. So I would also encourage anyone who's listening to this podcast who actually wants one of the boards to provide a presentation on a topic, reach out to us. Obviously, there's time limitations, but we will always try and provide presentations wherever possible.
Thanks, Alex. That's really helpful. We'll catch up again with you in a few months' time. And I guess as these podcasts progress with other members of the Standards Review Board, next month we'll be doing a similar discussion with the Business Valuation Board. And then the month after that will be Financial Instruments before we go back to the Tangible Assets Board to find out what's going on there. But thank you for your time. Appreciate it.